1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. 11 people in Wisconsin have become sick and 2 are in the hospital after consuming Live It Up brand Supergreens dietary supplement powders. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed on Thursday they're working with the CDC, FDA, and DATCP to investigate this outbreak. 45 people in 21 states have become infected after consuming the product. The first person in Wisconsin to become sick related to this outbreak reported their symptoms began on October 1st. Live It Up brand Supergreens dietary supplement powder is sold nationwide. The recall includes original and wild berry flavors with the expiration dates from August 2026 to January 2028. If you have this product, you should throw it away or return it. Wash any items or surfaces that may have been in contact with it. If you have consumed the product, you should monitor for symptoms of salmonella infection and go to the doctor if they become severe. Common symptoms include diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps. In rare cases, it can cause serious illness, including bloodstream infections and death. Hunter education courses are open now for courses that begin in the spring. The DNR is encouraging people to sign up before the courses fill up. Anyone born on or after January 1, 1973 is required to hold a hunter education certificate to purchase a hunting license. If you're 17 or younger, you must take either the traditional multi-day course or take the course online and attend a one-day field day training. Those over 18 are eligible to take any option to complete the hunter education course. You can learn more and sign up at dnr.wi.gov. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Bucks lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 119-101. Milwaukee fell so far behind, head coach Doc Rivers decided to wave the white flag and bench most of his starters.
We got our play, guys. Let me say this. Before the game, if you had told us we shot 48 threes, what would you have thought? We didn't make them. And the missed threes, long rebounds got them out running. That hurt us. But the fouling killed us.
The Bucks are off until Monday when they host the Hawks. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tomorrow at 1 against Rutgers. Greg Gard on CBS Sports asked about that big win last weekend over number 2 ranked Michigan.
How many text messages were on your phone when you went to the locker room after the game?
Over 100. Most all the former coaches and ADs I've worked with and for. And no, it was fun. Proud of our players and locker room. Obviously, it was very celebratory.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Additional snow showers expected today on and off. Additional accumulations should be light. We're looking for breezy conditions with temperatures falling into the upper teens by later in the afternoon. For tonight, a few lingering light snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.